Melody Beattie said, "Gratitude makes sense of our past, brings peace for today, and creates a vision for tomorrow." Grand Rising Freedom Crusaders, this is Ashley Casper welcoming you to another edition of the Grow Rich Mastermind here on the Good News Network. This is a place where we come each morning to fill our cups and feed our minds. I am so excited to be here with you today. It is the last day of April, April 30th, 2026, and our amazing and dedicated host, Lori Sue Nathurta, will be with us shortly. Lori Sue Nathurta is an enthusiastic freedom crusader and honored recipient of the Guiding Voice Award. She lives in Eastern Washington with her son, daughter-in-law, and three energetic grandsons. She's building her online business while guiding students and adults to regulate their emotions, quiet anxiety, and reawaken their ability to learn, grow, and thrive. A lifelong teacher and encourager, she is passionate about growth, connection, and awakening the genius within. She's beyond grateful for the chance to serve this community, and I'm thankful for her as well. I cannot wait to hear from her, but before we do, I want to hear from all of you. So as I unmute the lines, let me know what your name is and where you're calling in from this morning.
Good morning, Kat.
Hello, Kat. Hello, Mama Elizabeth.
Hey, Kat.
Hello.
Woo, woo. Angela's
hey,
got some
Elizabeth.
Energy this morning.
Hey there.
Hey, Kat.
Happy birthday.
Hey, Angela.
Hey, Rita Joy, Mama Jody. Hey, Evan Scoresby.
Hey, Rita Joy.
Hi, Evan.
Grand and happy rising. It's Medicine Christian, Eagle Land, Algiers. Love you, man.
Okay.
Steve calling from
hey,
Utah.
Hey, Mama Elizabeth. Hey, Mama
Hello.
Jody.
Hey.
Sound
amazing.
Kat, you sound good.
Amazing energy this morning. Loving it.
Who else
oh, yeah.
Best day ever.
That's right. Today
yep.
is the day.
Today is the only day we got. Let's do it.
Let's
go.
Do it. Yes.
Yes.
Hey, Princess Angela.
What's
hey,
up,
Queen
Sister
Angela?
Amazing.
Is this the Think and Grow Rich call?
What?
I'm wondering, am I in the right place? What's up, party people? What's up, Mama Elizabeth?
What's up, Booker?
Oh, Mr. Christmas, let's go!
We rock, we roll.
The butter's just rolling in.
The butter's rolling in.
Oh, yeah.
What's up, Angela Mason?
Get the buns ready.
Oh, hold on, hold on. I'm about to start the dugging, y'all. Watch out now. Come on, come on, Ashley. Let's go.
Get the butter.
See the dugging. With
Dougie.
The butter,
we got
do
the butter. We got the buns.
Oh yeah, and we also got the grills.
Oh yeah,
you get a grill. You
oh,
get
yeah.
a grill.
Everybody
grill.
Gets a grill. Grand
the
Rising, everyone.
Grill.
Let us know your name and where you're calling in from as you tune
Kevin
in.
Kevin Souza, Louisville.
Kevin Souza.
Kevin Souza.
All right, everybody. It's the top of the hour. Are you ready for Lori
Sue? It's her birthday.
Lori.
It's Lori. Let it go.
Lori Sue.
So grateful for you. Thank you so much, Ashley. Boy, it sounds like a good party going on there. Love it. Well, welcome to the Grow Rich Mastermind. Hey, this is National Honesty Day. We're supposed to get out there and encourage people to be truthful in all your interaction, you know, and especially, this is kind of, this makes sense, doesn't it? We got April Fool's Day, the first of the month. We got this last day, and it's National Honesty Day. We want to pick honesty over foolishness, right? Anyway, thank you for being here. You made a decision. I'm so glad you're here. You made a decision to show up this morning, and that decision already says something about you and where you're going. So my name is Lori Sunatherda, and thank you again, Ashley, for introducing me. I'm your host this morning, and I am beyond grateful to be here with every single one of you. So we have a shared vision, and that's freedom. I can hear Mark Smith, F-R-E-E-D-O-M, freedom through principle-centered leadership. And we're here to develop what we call a prosperity consciousness. We want to learn to think and act the way wealthy, free, purposeful people think and act. And that's not someday. That starts today. We keep moving forward every day, practicing these principles like practitioners of prosperity, right? So we meet every Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. Eastern. And every single morning, we study the laws of success and mastermind together. That's my favorite part. So at 6 o'clock here, so at 6:30, we'll move into the mastermind. That's where we all get to hear from each of you. Bringing out ideas, coming out, saying hello, telling us, especially those of you who are new or those who haven't come out in a while, just come on out and say hi even and spread some of your loving energy with us. It's beautiful to hear all the different voices. And I don't know about you guys, but I feel like when I know it's coming, you know, it almost feels there's a different energy because we're coming from all over the place, you know, and that's awesome too. We're practitioners of prosperity, but we're ambassadors of abundance as well. But before I go any further, I need to know who's in the room with me this morning. We like to do this energy check. If you're awake and grateful that there is a place you can come every morning to feed your mind, I want to hear you when I unmute the lines. Are you grateful you woke up with a sound mind and the ability to choose? Are you grateful that somebody loved you enough to invite you to this call? Are you grateful that your best chapter hasn't been written yet? Are you open and ready to help make this one of the best masterminds ever? Let me hear you say yes and get excited as I
Yes!
Oh, man, I truly could listen to that for a really long time. All right. If this is your first time on the call, welcome home. Seriously, you found something here that most people never find, a community that's genuinely committed to growing. And we have a gift for you called the Grow Rich Mastermind Collection. It has everything you need to get started and get the most out of these calls, including the book that we'll be reading today. And we're going to be on Chapter 7, Gratitude. I just couldn't believe that. I was really excited to see that was the title of the chapter. I was like, yes. If you haven't noticed the music that has been playing, they're writing that, and I had poems already written, but was kind of sprucing them up, and then thanks to Paul, introduced to AI music making and Suno.com. And if you notice, gratitude is a big theme. I know that it has changed my life for the better, for sure. So back to that collection. It has everything you need. So don't let it slip. Just get back to the person that invited you to the call and get that today. And mark your calendars right now because Freedom Fest is coming to Branson, Missouri in September. It's going to be an extraordinary. It's just going to be awesome. That's another thing you could talk about all day. It's a fabulous place to go wherever we meet to get together, kind of sit around a campfire, like Albie says. But it really is. The things that happen in between the meetings and the things that happen when we just get together on little adventures and the communications, just you just can't meet it. You just can't. And it's really hard to describe. You just have to get there. So that you can be grateful. I know you won't regret it. And some have said it's transcendental, not just transformational. I keep hearing that word. And that means it's supernatural. It's beyond the physical experience. It's really hard to describe. And it's mystical. So plan on it. Get your tickets now. Oh, and get back to the person. As you're asking for your mastermind collection, you can ask for that as well. They'll give you the information on that. So. I want to remind you all that I'm going to be asking a volunteer to recite the major definite purpose and self-confidence formula, so you can get that together right now to your mastermind collection and get ready for to practice initiative and leadership. Our book of the month is The Book of Eli by Eric Jorgensen. And this guy who wrote it, just understanding him, he's kind of like a modern day Napoleon Hill. It's not just Elon that he writes about, but he studies successful people today. So he spent 5 years studying Elon Musk. And so and he could distill all that down into that entire mindset in one read. And so he talks about it not being genius and not being luck that made Elon Musk the influential entrepreneur right now and the most wealthiest person in the world. It was purpose and it was intensity and a mission so consuming that doubt couldn't find a parking spot. Does it sound familiar? My AI said, that's Napoleon Hill in a Tesla. Kind of silly. But get the book. It's really good. So each month we identify an enemy of character, and it's something we commit to overcoming together. So for April, that enemy is indecision. I even struggled with that this morning, just trying to decide about my song that I want to share with you, when to actually share it, you know, so I can totally, like, nope, just make the decision, right? And here's what is so powerful. This connects directly to what we're going to be reading today, because gratitude and indecision can't occupy the same mind at the same time. A grateful mind moves. A grateful mind decides. So you'll understand that more in a few minutes. So all right, it's time for that group recitation. We're going to be doing the major definite purpose and self-confidence formula. The lines are in the right spot. And if you'll press *6 and come on out.
I'm ready, Laura Sue.
Perfect. Take it away, Queen Elizabeth.
Thank you, Laura Sue. All right, my major definite purpose. By the day of, I will have in my possession, which will come to me in various amounts from time to time during the interim. In return for this money, I will give the most efficient service of which I'm capable, rendering the fullest possible quantity and best possible quality of service in the capacity of freedom crusader, entrepreneur. I believe that I'll have this money in my possession. My faith is so strong that I can now see this money before my eyes. I can touch it with my hands. It's now awaiting transfer to me at the time and in the proportion that I deliver the service I intend to render for it. I'm awaiting a plan by which to accumulate this money, and I am following that plan since it's already been received. Self-confidence formula. First, I know that I have the ability to achieve the object of my definite purpose in life. Therefore, I demand of myself persistent, continuous action toward its attainment, and I here and now promise to render such action. Second, I realize the dominating thoughts of my mind will eventually reproduce themselves in outward, physical action and gradually transform themselves into physical reality. Therefore, I will concentrate my thoughts for 30 minutes daily upon the task of thinking of the person I intend to become, thereby creating in my mind a clear mental picture of that person. I am. Third, I know through the principle of auto-suggestion, any desire that I persistently hold in my mind will eventually seek expression through some practical means of attaining the object back of it. Therefore, I will devote 10 minutes daily to demanding of myself the development of even more self-confidence. Fourth, I've clearly written down a description of my definite chief aim in life, and I will never stop endeavoring until I shall have developed sufficient self-confidence for its attainment. Fifth, I fully realize that no wealth or position can long endure unless built upon truth and justice. Therefore, I will engage only in transactions that benefit all whom they affect. I will succeed by attracting to myself the forces I wish to use and the cooperation of other people. I will induce others to serve me because of my willingness to serve others. I will eliminate hatred, envy, jealousy, selfishness, and cynicism by developing love for all humanity, because I know that a negative attitude toward others can never bring me success. I will cause others to believe in me because I'll believe in them and in myself. I'll sign my name to this formula, commit it to memory, and repeat it aloud at least twice a day with full faith that it will gradually influence my thoughts and actions so that I will become an even more self-reliant and successful purpose. Oh, divine providence, I am presence. Thank you for loving us, guiding, providing, protecting, and illuminating us in all of our thoughts, words, feelings, and actions on this beautiful day. Won't be here again. This is our last day for this day. Enjoy it. Be glad in it. And just remember to always show love, joy, abundance, and gratitude in everything you do. Thank you so much, family. Back to you, Lori Sue.
Thank you so much. It's fantastic to hear your voice and feel your spirit. I believe in you, and I know this community does too. So let's share our love with Mama Liz.
Yeah.
Mama Liz,
yeah. Mama Liz,
yeah.
Love that. Oh, yeah. Thank you. That was so powerful. Every time we speak those words out loud, we're doing exactly what today's reading is going to talk about. We're aligning our minds with what we're moving towards. So, and we've come upon, we're going to be reading in chapter 7. But as I was talking about earlier, I want to share a song with you all. I was thinking about this chapter. I spent a lot of time lately holding little Callum. He's got up to 7 pounds now, and I get to kind of be in the schedule so that mom and dad can sleep. So it gives me time to think, a lot of time to contemplate the miracles of life along with the magic of life. So I'm going to play this for you now and not talk anymore.
I used to chase what I couldn't hold, counting every gap, every dead, every cold. Woke up racing before my feet hit the floor, always behind, always needing more. I thought the hustle was the only way through, grind till you drop and then start again new. But something was missing I couldn't quite name. I had all the effort and nothing to claim. And quiet as morning, soft as the light, a truth started rising and it changed my whole life. It wasn't out there, it was never that far. It was gratitude first that opens the door.
That's divine positioning.
Not luck, not chance, not a lucky break.
Something bigger moving things into place.
I stayed grateful, kept my heart alive. Then the right thing showed up at every door, every person, every sign was already coming. I just had to align. That's divine positioning. That's divine positioning. So I started each morning with thankful eyes. 3 things, 5 things, watching the list rise. Not waiting for perfect, not waiting for more. Grateful for exactly what already was. 30 days turned to 60, turned to a year. Something kept shifting, kept getting more clear. Not just doors opening into my life, but people I could reach in the middle of the night. The timing was purpose, the placement was planned. I was being prepared.
the corridor called the grateful mind sees what the striving mind missed, that the hard unclear seasons are already on the list. That's divine positioning, not luck, not chance, not a lucky break. Something bigger moving things into place. I stayed grateful, kept my heart aligned, and the right thing showed up at the right time. Every door, every person, every sign was already coming. I just had to align. That's divine positioning. That's divine positioning. Draw close to the source and the source draws close to you. That's not religion, it's a law and it's true. The grateful mind fixes on the best of everything, and the best keeps finding its way back in. Hill said faith is born of gratitude. Waddle said it keeps you tuned to the frequency of everything good coming toward you like it always should. But it's not just about you finding your place, it's about who you'll meet face to face. Position for a stranger, a season, a soul. The detour was always part of the whole. When the path is unclear and the why won't come, you're not forgotten, you're not undone. You're being prepared for the moment ahead, when someone will need exactly where you've been led. I used to call it serendipity. A spiritual friend helped me finally see. It was never random, it was never by chance. The grateful heart gets a front row stance. That's not luck, that's design, that's not stumbling. Divine positioning. If you're in the middle of waiting right now, if you're wondering when and you're wondering how, if the season is hard and the why isn't clear, you're not lost in the dark, you're being drawn near. You're being prepared for a person, a place, someone down the road who needs your grace. Stay thankful for exactly where you stand. Something's already moving, already planned. Not chance, that's not random at all. Stay grateful, stay open, and watch what falls into place. Right on time, right on time. Divine, divine.
Well, I hope you were able to listen to the words and really feel them. Those are what I would like to say. So I just had to sing them. All right. So let's get into the reading. You know, right at the first part of the reading in chapter 7, it says, "For whosoever hath gratitude, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whoever hath not gratitude, from him shall be taken away even that he hath." And that's from The Magic, Rhonda Byrne's wrote for us, and that was one of our books of the month even, but I encourage you to read it. I read that pretty consistently because it does make a huge difference. And that's not just talking about wealth, that's talking about the whole, anything you're more grateful for, you get more of, more health, more better relationships, whatever it is. So, all right, so chapter 7, we're starting the reading right now. The illustrations given in the last chapter will have conveyed to the reader the fact that the first step toward getting rich is to convey the idea of your wants to the formless substance. This is true, and you will see that in order to do so, it becomes necessary to relate yourself to the formless intelligence in a harmonious way. To secure this harmonious relationship is a matter of such primary and vital importance that I shall give some space to its discussion here and give you instructions which, if you will follow them, will be certain to bring you into perfect unity of mind with the supreme power of God, the The whole process of mental adjustment and attunement can be summed up in one word, gratitude. So I like that. You didn't say strategy. You didn't say hustle. The word was gratitude. So keep going. Oh, and, you know, I was looking at quotes and stuff. Cicero, that was like 2,000 years ago. This man said, gratitude is not only the greatest of virtues, but the parent of all others. So that's how powerful and important gratitude is. So first you believe that there is one intelligent substance from which all the things proceed. Second, you believe that this substance gives you everything you desire. And third, you relate yourself to it by a feeling of deep and profound gratitude. Many people who order their lives rightly in all other ways are kept in poverty by their lack of gratitude. Having received one gift from God, they cut the wires which connect them with Him by failing to make acknowledgement. So everything else can be right, but if gratitude's missing, that wire gets cut. And I thought that was especially powerful now that we know more that we're electricity, right? But there, so he actually draws a picture for us of this, a wire that connects us to infinite intelligence. And when we don't have gratitude, that is cut. I like that picture. It helps me to remember to continue to be grateful. So it's not a small statement, right? So Eckhart Tolle said, acknowledging the good that you already have in your life is the foundation for all abundance. It is easy to understand that the nearer we live to the source of wealth, the more wealth we shall receive. And it is easy also to understand that the soul that is always grateful lives in closer touch with God than the one which never looks to Him in thankful acknowledgement. The more grateful we fix our minds on the Supreme, when good things come to us, the more good things we will receive, and the more rapidly they will come. And the reason simply is that the mental attitude of gratitude draws the mind into closer touch with Source, from which the blessings come. If it is a new thought to you that gratitude brings your whole mind into closer harmony with the creative energies of the universe, consider it well, and you will see that it is true. And I want to add to that that when we're grateful even for the hard things and the things that aren't going well, it can shift it around too, because again, it connects us. It draws us near and makes things, it's not like the things go away, but we feel a lot lighter and have a lot more strength. So the good things, I think you already said it, the good things you have already have come to you along the line of obedience. I'm going to read that again. Sorry. The good things you have already have come to you along the line of obedience to certain laws. Gratitude will lead your mind out along the ways by which things come, and it will keep you in close harmony with creative thought and prevent you from falling into competitive thought. Gratitude alone can keep you looking toward the all and prevent you from falling into the error of thinking of the supply as limited, and to do that would be fatal to your hopes. There is a law of gratitude, and it is absolutely necessary that you should observe the law if you are to get the results you seek. The law of gratitude is the natural principle that action and reaction are always equal and in opposite directions. The grateful outreaching of your mind in thankful praise to the Supreme Intelligence is a liberation or expenditure of force. It cannot fail to reach that to which it is addressed. And the reaction is an instantaneous movement towards you. Draw nigh unto God, and He will draw nigh unto you. This is a statement of psychological truth. And if your gratitude is strong and constant, the reaction in formless substance will be strong and continuous. The movement of the things you want will be always towards you. Notice the grateful attitude that Jesus took, how He always seems to be saying, I thank Thee, Father, that Thou hearest me. You cannot exercise much power without gratitude, for it is gratitude that keeps you connected with power. But the value of gratitude does not consist solely in getting you more blessings in the future. Without gratitude, you cannot long keep from dissatisfied thought regarding things as they are. The moment you permit your mind to dwell with dissatisfaction upon things as they are, you begin to lose ground. You fix attention upon the common, the ordinary, the poor, the squalid, and the mean, and your mind takes the form of these things. Then you will transmit these forms or mental images to the formless. And the common, the poor, the squalid, and the mean will come to you to permit your mind to dwell upon the inferior is to become inferior and to surround yourself with inferior things. On the other hand, to fix your attention on the best is to surround yourself with the best and to become the best. The creative power within us makes us into the image of that to which we give our attention. And we hear this law a lot, don't we? You become what you fix your mind on. That's not motivation, right? It's a law. So we are a thinking substance too, and thinking substance always takes the form of that which it thinks about. The grateful mind is constantly fixed upon the best. Therefore, it tends to become the best. It takes the form of a character of the best and will receive the best. Also, faith is born of gratitude. Wow, this is a powerful one that jumped out to me today. Faith doesn't come from willpower. It is born, it is born from gratitude. So let me say that again. Faith doesn't come from willpower. It's born from gratitude. Every wave of thankfulness increases your faith. So the grateful mind continually expects good things, and expectation becomes faith. The reaction of gratitude upon one's own mind produces faith, and every outgoing wave of grateful thanksgiving increases faith. A person who has no feeling of gratitude cannot long retain a living faith. And without a living faith, you cannot get rich by the creative method, as we shall see in the following chapters. That's what jumped out to me. Creativity, you can be creative, you can have all the right steps, but if you're not living in faith through gratitude, you can't get rich. So it is necessary then to cultivate the habit of being grateful for every good thing that comes to you and to give thanks continuously. And because all things have contributed to your advancement, you should include all things in your gratitude. I believe gratitude opens the door to your faith. It opens the door to infinite power. It opens the door to creativity. So it's worth it. It's worth it for us to practice it like a skill, right? Do not waste a lot of time thinking or talking about the shortcomings or wrong actions of those in power. This is important too. Their organization of the world has created your opportunity. All you get really comes to you because of them. Do not rage against corrupt politicians. If it were not for politicians, we should fall into anarchy, and your opportunity would be greatly lessened. God has worked a long time and very patiently to bring us up to where we are in industry and in government, and he is going right on with his work. There is not the least doubt that he will do away with the plutocrats, trust magnates, that's probably pronounced wrong, captains of industry and the politicians as soon as they can be spared. But in the meantime, they are all very necessary. Remember that they are all helping to arrange the lines of transmission along which your riches will come to you, and be grateful. This will bring you into harmonious relations with the good in everything, and the good in everything will move towards you. Wallace Waddles ends by telling us that to be grateful for all things, right? Even the things and systems that frustrate you, because everything is helping arrange the lines along which your good will travel towards you. I think that right there is what I call divine positioning. So that's why I wrote that song. And my heart was very much in it. So it's a powerful chapter, so I hope that we can... I feel like this is a book to keep reading. It's short enough, kind of like As a Man Thinketh, that you could read it pretty quickly and really get it, how I want to say it, so that it's printed on your heart, so that it's there and it becomes a part of what we do and how we live. Instead of practicing gratitude, you just become gratitude. So, and that leads us up to the mastermind. This is the best part, of the whole thing. The floor is going to be yours. So here's some prompts for you. Where has gratitude recently shifted something for you? Where do you now see divine positioning in something you once called a setback? And what are you choosing to be grateful for today that maybe there's a message, an old tape playing that would have called it a problem? So I got to go through and tell you this disclaimer. This is a non-company specific call. Please no mention of company names, system names, home business leader names, unless the leaders are part of this community. and it's a spiritual mastermind, not a religious one, so please avoid the dogmatic religious terms and ideas as much as possible. Good vibes only, and no controversial politics or news, because it's all good. So I think the lines, let me check. If the lines are in the right spot for a star six, who would love
hey,
to come
Laurie,
out
Sue.
First? Wanda, my challenge.
Laurie, I love you, girl. I just wanted to say, you know what? That song made me cry, you know? Divine being prepared for the moments ahead. You know, it's not by chance, Laurie Sue. It's by divine positioning. That's how we met each other. I know that in my heart. But that so touched me. And we're being prepared for someone who needs our grace. Stay grateful. Stay open. And everything is falling into place. Laurie Sue, you feel that love me hugging you through the line? Because
I do.
God has prepared me all along for you, for this group, for my purpose. I just want to say I've learned that I am exactly enough where I am today. I choose love over fear in every situation. Everything I need is already within me. I attract what I am, not what I want. I am grateful for this day and all that is possible. I release all the need to produce the outcome and trust in the process of my life. And I am here to give my gifts to the world. Speak them with conviction. Speak them with feeling. Speak them with declaration of truth. Not as hope or wishes, right? But as who I am.
Beautiful.
Not for every one of you on this line. So I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you to everybody on this call. Thank you for the teaching. Thank you for Paul and Mike leading the bunch. Thank you for the wisdom in our hearts, the I am presence, as Mom Elizabeth said. So I just want to say amazing call, great song, and I felt it all the way to Rhode Island. So I love you, girl. I so appreciate you. As always, do something good for somebody else in the space and knowing they can't repay you. Have an awesome day, family.
Thank you. Thank you. Keep coming back. We love you. Thank you so much. She's love over
Laurie
Sue. Keep doing it. Queen Elizabeth.
Wanda, wonderful words. I felt them too. But Laurie Sue, let me just say, you wrote that song, Divine Positioning? Absolutely beautiful. Didn't know that. I know you've got some songs out there, but that was truly a beautiful one, and it was right on time for what we're talking about this morning. And that word of we don't remember anything else. You think about gratitude. And many people forget about gratitude. They think they are the ones that did it all. It's I did this and I did that. No, you didn't. It was the gratitude that God had for you to allow you to be a vessel. The question is, what are you carrying in the vessel? And when you realize that you're being able to share this goodness, this gratitude, because God has enabled you to do this, you'll be considerate of what is the vessel. Am I sending light and love? Am I opening my heart? Every time I meet someone, are they feeling my gratitude for being in their presence? That is so important. And I just want all of us to remember, it's not so much that we have done, but what God has done through us. That's where the gratitude comes. And you don't think yourself, thank you, God, for giving me the opportunity to be grateful. Thank you so much, Laurie Sue, for all that you've done and all that you do. And everybody on this call, you should feel something this morning, an attitude of gratitude in everything that you do. Thank you, Laurie Sue. Back to you.
Thank you, thank you. Amen to that. Light and love. And I really think for those on the call, I really hesitate a lot when I am speaking and saying God or Jesus. I just want everyone to know that if you're feeling, if that's uncomfortable, just replace it with love, because I really believe love is our highest power. Source love is what he's my Heavenly Father and God, but to everyone, source love, ancient intelligence, our Creator, those kind of things. I hope that everyone is staying open and feeling and getting what you need today. So, all right, who would like to come out next?
I'll just say one thing, Lori, too.
Sure.
So you got me started. That whole thing is that God wants to be acknowledged. Whatever your highest power is, you can't just go on saying, I did this and I did that. God is, well, wait a minute, I did this for them, and they're not acknowledging me at all. I learned that a long time ago when you're giving a speech or somebody's coming to you, you did a wonderful job. No, I didn't do it. God did it through me, or the power did it through me. That's acknowledging. That's when God smiles. Oh, they did remember me. They did remember that I am the source. And that's so important. Once you get that understanding, then you will, things will certainly go better for you. That's I wanted you to, you know, that the acknowledgement is what's so important.
Yeah.
So we can't forget it.
Keeps us humble,
doesn't
it? Helps us recognize where the power really is. All right.
Yes.
Here's an amazing woman out there. A second amazing woman. A third amazing woman.
Hey, my beautiful sister. Oh, my goodness. Your song was absolutely amazing. I just love them all. Keep doing what you're doing and expressing yourself through music. It needs to get to the world, and I'm just so thankful that you have, you know, the ability to be able to put them out there. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So, you know that you are the gratitude queen, and I am your sidekick.
Yeah, we started this a while ago, didn't we?
Amen. And I'm so thankful. I am so thankful for the divine. I like to call God the divine source. He is our divine source. And I'm so thankful that he does put us in position, divine position. You know, there's divine appointments that we get a chance to meet each other and we get a chance to see each other. And there's so many things that happen, synchronicities and things like that are divine. They're divine. And like you said, divine positioning. Oh, my God. It's just so good to know that gratitude is saved. And when you're coming to the divine with thanksgiving of the thing that you desire, it brings it to pass even faster, and it puts it in your mind to know that it is possible as you're already thanking the divine for it. I'm so thankful for this call, and I'm so thankful that you got a chance to, it's a divine appointment that you got a chance to actually read this chapter, because it comes from your heart, and it is you, and it is a part of you. So for those of you that have not got into the practice of gratitude, what I do is I set a timer, an hour timer, and then when that timer goes off, I do a thank you. Thank you to the divine for whatever it is that I need, whatever it is that I'm going through, and whatever it is that's happening on that particular moment. You know, just being thankful. Thank you for my healing. Thank you for my joy. Thank you for my peace. Thank you for my assistance. Thank you for my clients. Thank you for my health. Thank you for my wealth. Thank you for my family. And just, you know, whatever comes up in that time of that Thanksgiving moment to give to the divine. And like Mama Elizabeth, Queen Elizabeth said, he does want to be acknowledged. He said, if you acknowledge me in all your ways, I will direct your path. And so I'm so thankful today to be able to be on this just call live and be able to thank you, Lori Sue, for what you for what you do and what you're doing. God bless you all. I love my Growish family.
Awesome.
Love you too.
They are amazing. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Such energy. I love it. It is like waves. You're not only helping us get over the waves, you're just, the waves are coming in. Energy, I love it. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your gratitude. There you go, guys. You can just set your alarm on your phone every hour just for a minute. Be grateful. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Did you hear some coming out?
Aw, yeah.
Aww,
Lori Sue.
Honey butter.
Aw, yeah. We love you. We love the call. We love everyone that's doing everything that they do. And I say we because I know I'm not just talking about me. Collectively in our community, I know we all appreciate your efforts. Love the song. Love what you've been doing with the technology that's out. It's really encouraging me to do more. I have hundreds and hundreds of ideas just waiting. And I knew the time would be perfect. I knew there would be divine positioning, as we're talking about, divine appointments, divine positioning. You know, positioning means to me making a choice. How am I going to act in this next moment? How I'm going to act in this moment that I am in. When I say this is the best day ever, I'm positioning myself spiritually, mentally to get ready for the best day ever. Some people wake up and say, Lord, this is going to be the worst day ever. I got to go to court. I got to do this. I got to do that. And speaking of court, thank you for all your prayers. Everyone who sent prayers to me, I went to court. And I didn't have, it's amazing, I'm preparing, I'm getting motions together, I'm getting facts together, and here I get in there and I don't have to say one word. Once they put my brother on the stand, the judge looks at the paperwork, and the judge just starts asking these questions to him, and everything he said just didn't make sense. The judge even had to remind him a couple of times, stop being angry, you're the only one angry in this courtroom. So clearly you can see it was more than what he had on paper. It was something internal. And I just stayed quiet. I didn't have to fight. I didn't have to say anything. And the case was dismissed. So I'm past all of that. I'm talking about family. Since February 2nd, I've been dealing with hostile threats, harassments. Police have come to my house 7 times or more. They've tried to get them to come even more. I've been forced to have a psychiatric evaluation. I got arrested for that, to go to the hospital, or on and on and on for 2 months, and now all this is behind me. All the police, all the hospital, the arrest. Everybody knows me now, and they know I'm not doing anything. So I'm positioning myself moving forward. Now that I see the elements that I'm around, dealing with my family, I'm so thankful that I can see. Guys, gals, enlightenment. If you want to be enlightened, you know you've had this enlightenment. And enlightenment is no plateau. Every enlightenment has a different level of enlightenment, and it keeps going on and on and on and on forever. But enlightenment is just a clearing of the senses. I can see things for what they are. I can hear things for what they are. I can feel things the way they are. Do I wish they're different? No, not really. I mean, it is what it is. Don't move my mountain.
Yeah.
And I know I've said before, I wish they're different. But when you wish for something, when you wish upon a star and things like that, you're hoping something comes through that really you don't expect it to come through. When you say I want it, it's a difference. But anyway, do I wish it, you know, I can easily say yes, but then again, no. I like seeing things for what they are. I like to see in the mountain ahead of me. I know I like to see the distance, and I know how many miles it takes to get there, and do it. Just do it. Just do it. I like seeing people for who they are. Let them be who they are. So I'm glad that I'm grounded. Thank you, Rita Joy, for your prayers. Sister Deanne, for being in town helping Rita Joy, Mama Jody. Rita Joy, I love you so much in our partnership and what we have in our business and things that seeds that you have planted that are coming to fruition, like the mayor in Spain listening to our song right now, All Roads Lead to Dallas. We don't know what that can do. But this is a song that was made over 10 years ago. Positioning. Paul positioned himself when he made this call. Paul positioned the business that he has in here through this call, through the book. It's all about positioning. He positioned himself when he married his wife, Corrine, and had four beautiful children. We're always positioning ourselves to do what it is that we want to do. And since we know there's an incubation period, nothing happens overnight, right? It grows. And it's divine positioning because you're getting this call from the universe. God is talking to you, and you're doing as you're told. You're being obedient. And one thing before I close, I've always heard this saying, you never leave the person who brought you to the party. This is a big old earth party, and I know who brought me here, my heavenly father, this universe, and I'm going to stick to that side. No matter how bad or tough it gets, I know who brought me to the party. I didn't make myself. I'm here to do something divine, and I'm going to do it no matter what. So I'm positioning myself to say, this is the best day ever. Never give up. Keep moving forward. Be the change you want to be in this world. Love you, family. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you never leave the person who brought you to the party. That sounds like another song in the making. I love it. And remember, past Simpson saying, aphorism, everything happens for a reason and it serves me. It's so true. And some of the things we don't see for months or years. And then we can look back and go, wow, this was a setup for a comeback. This was divine positioning. Thank you, Mr. Krishna. I will continue to pray for you, and I will continue to pray and think, and my thoughts are with everyone on this call all the time, smiling big when I think about you. Who's next? Who else is coming out to share their light? We'd love to hear you say hello and tell us your name even. Oh, who is it?
Steve Scoresby, kind of new to the call.
Hey. Yes, hi, Steve. Glad to have you. Welcome.
Hey, I just appreciate the song as well. It touched my heart, and I learned a lesson from my wife. She's been keeping a gratitude journal for quite some time and had encouraged me to also do a gratitude journal, which I've now been keeping for the last couple of years, and it's just been really cool, especially in times where I haven't felt a lot of gratitude or feeling negative emotions, that I can go back and just flip through that journal and remind myself of all the things that I have received and blessed and been grateful for. And it immediately elevates my energy back out of negativity into positivity. And it's just been a habit that I'm grateful to have had because it helps me reflect upon all the good things that have come into my life. And it's just been very helpful. And I'm really grateful to study this chapter today. And it's been uplifting. And appreciate all the thoughts and comments that have been shared already. And if you're not keeping a gratitude journal, that would be my tidbit today, is to start one today. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have a tool for that. If you've got that, let's go. Man, it's a great place to go. And I love that you said you go back and look at those. That is the key. That's called stacking. And I think it's Tony Robbins that started that. But anyway, yeah, if we can look at everything, especially in the hard times, then we're not stacking in a negative sense like a person with anxiety or depression will do. They'll just kind of cause an avalanche of bad things. You're totally adding and stacking all the good. That's so good. And you said it elevates your energy back to positivity. Perfect. Thank you so much for sharing. And I can tell you right now, your relationship with your wife is 10 to 100 times better because you're practicing gratitude like that. There's so many studies that show that in a marriage, that if you're practicing gratitude for each other and for life every day, your relationship will grow stronger and better. Keep it up.
Thank you.
Keep it up. Good job.
Hey, Mary Kill, right. I have a question. So is Steve family to Deborah and Evan?
All right, Steve. It's on you.
We're brothers. So. Yeah, Evan and I are brothers.
Very cool.
OK, Okay, well, welcome, Steve. It's so good to hear your voice.
Glad to be here.
Yes, thank you.
Lori Sue, I've got something to say.
All right. Say it.
Your title, the title of that song, Divine Positioning. Many of us can position ourselves, but if we don't have our divine positioning, we can be positioned waiting forever. We've got to be divinely positioned for the blessings to come to us so that we can have the gratitude. So where are you positioned with? Who are you positioned with? Where are you? What are you doing? Is it a divine position? And your song, that title, Divine Positioning, it's so important. I just wanted to add that.
Yeah. Thank you. You know, I didn't come up with that term, but I was seriously saying serendipity and synchronicity a lot. And I have a good spiritual friend he told me, we must have talked on the phone for a couple hours, because he told me these beautiful stories. Like, he had put it all together, you know, 6 months here, I'm going to this place, I don't know why. And then 6 months later, I run into this person, and I've learned this one thing, and I can share it with this person. And I mean, I don't want to get into it. I'm not the greatest storyteller, because that's kind of vague. But just how things happen, we do make choices. And sometimes we are put in places where we didn't make a choice, but it still ends up being for that divine positioning. It's so beautiful how it works out. Yeah. So like you said, though, if we're thinking in the divine, if we're thinking in gratitude, then I believe we find ourselves in more of those divine positions if we are practicing that. And everybody on this call, I just love that we're all in this together, and we're all learning and practicing more of this divine positioning. And I think that's part of what makes it, well, it does. It's going to make us successful in every way. So, love it. Thank you for sharing.
What a great example with what Minister Christian went through. He was positioning himself, didn't realize he didn't have to say a word. It was there for him, waiting for it. What a gratitude, an attitude of gratitude you must have. Right. God took it all for you.
And you said something, too, that made me think of what Rita Joy was saying, is that being prepared. You had something you were going to share, Rita Joy, but being prepared, having our heart prepared so that when those times come, so he, then it can work. And all there, I know, I can almost guarantee it's not that every one of us has something very difficult that we're going through. We're not all jumping out and sharing that. That's why I continue to pray and think about each of you, because I know I have hard things going on. And I know that each of us have those and have had those, and we're constantly working on it. And, you know, life, as we draw near to source and we show this gratitude, it doesn't mean that the things are going to go away, that we're going to just have this happy bed of rose life. But it does give us strength and help us to see, with the supernatural eyes, like Christian was talking about. We can see in the physical and in the spiritual when we show gratitude, and it's just so important. Keep loving each other. So thanks for that, Rita Joy. And thank you, Mom Elizabeth, again. We still got time.
Hey, Lori Sue, I just wanted to say, you know, we're just grateful for the good, the bad, and the ugly, right? and just grateful for it, because it makes us who we are. And everything that I am or have is from the Lord. None of it's from me. And I realize that. And love wins. And I find that, you know what, like what Christian said, he didn't have to do anything. And when you let go and let God, right, and let them, the universe is always working. Like, God is always working. We need to be still in those times where maybe we want to freak out or we want to say something. No, we need to sit with him and know that he's working in our favor. So, yeah, so be still. So I love that, and I love all this wisdom, because I always say to myself, wow, how could God put all these people in my life? How could he put this book? How could he put these products? How could he make me stand up strong in trials? How could he make me strong when I'm weak? How can he make me keep going? You know, how can he give me that vision, not just for myself, but others? Because what I want for myself, I want for others. So it's something greater in there, that seed that's been watered for a long time. So I just want to say thank you, girl. And I love you. Big hugs, everybody.
Big hugs. Yep, you got that spiritual DNA going there. That's what it is. Lots of power. I think I heard someone else coming out.
Hey,
4 minutes.
Hello.
Hey, Kevin.
Hey, it's Kevin, Mr. Rupert Red Johnson. How are you?
Good.
Yeah, I just wanted to thank you for reaching out to me the other day through Facebook Messenger. I thought
that was you. I kept saying, I know this guy. I know this boy.
You know this guy.
I love him.
Okay.
We knew each other way back when, didn't we?
Yes.
That's so cool. Great to hear you.
I hope you're
having a great day and seeing abundance and prosperity all around.
Yes, absolutely. So, yeah, that's all. I just wanted to say hi.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, we were runners. We were in another company, and we just couldn't get enough. We were at every single event, but we were behind the scenes and in the scenes, weren't we?
right. <yeah.
laughs> Good to hear you. Okay. We still got 3 minutes. Thanks, Kevin, for coming out. And it's Kevin Johnson, right? Is it Johnson? All right, it's Paul.
Hey, what's going on, Laurie Sue? How are you?
Oh, we're just having a great call. How am I?
Well, that's not surprising to me. It is a great call.
Thank you. It's been fun. You guys are awesome.
Yeah, I thought I would just jump out real quick and add a random thought, but not so random. You know, we talk about freedom a lot. The goal is freedom through principle-centered leadership. And I've been writing some emails, you know, for the goal of helping people make sales and stuff. And we were on a webinar this last week where Mike said something that I just kind of been thinking about, and I wrote a little note on it this morning. So I just wanted to share it. The subject is, they stole her dad, but he came home. And it goes like this. It says, something's been on my mind since the webinar the other night. Quote, I missed a lot of my daughter's life because I was leaving on deployments. Mike was showing us a picture of his family and each of his 6 kids when he paused on Haley, his oldest daughter. When she was young, he was on active duty in the military and forced to be away from home for long periods of time. You could tell there was some sadness and regret as he reflected on all the missed moments, ones he'll never get back. I got a taste of this kind of regret myself when my boss made me miss my first year wedding anniversary and I had to call my wife from a steakhouse in Phoenix, Arizona, where I was eating alone to say, happy anniversary, honey. Wish I was there with you. We all have to earn a living, but man, the things that are sometimes required, I wonder if they cost too much. To me, freedom isn't driving a fancy car or building the biggest house on the block. It's giving stolen dads the chance to come home like Mike did for Haley and the rest of his kids. It's giving other parents the gift of being able to say things like I was able to say the other day. I haven't missed one of my son's baseball games, not one. The older I get, the more I realize how short life really is. We have a small amount of time to be with the people we love, to do the things we want to do, and to live life the way we want to live it. The world wants to steal it all from us, but we have a chance to take it back and come home. That's what this is really about, and that's what freedom is about. And then the last little part was, I hope you'll carry this with you today. moments that matter with people who matter most. That's really how we can build a richer life, no matter how we choose to earn a living. And spending some moments with you, Lori Sue, and all the great people on this call every day sure makes my life richer. And I thank you for your service and everyone who came out today. And I love you guys and hope we'll all take some steps to build more freedom in our lives so we can take back more of what is ours. Back to you. Thank you. Let me share.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, the world would tell us that we have to wait till we're retired to go see all those games. And by then it's our grandchildren, which is still awesome, but it shouldn't be that way. I love your letter. I'm going to have to go read it again. Thank you. Thank you so much. And thank you to all of you guys. So, hey, there's an assignment to write down three things you're grateful for before your feet hit the floor tomorrow. They don't have to be big things, just real things, right? And do it for 30 days and watch what moves. So I love you all. Keep practicing gratitude and let it give you the courage to move. And we'll see you here tomorrow. Back here tomorrow for Freedom Friday with Ashley Casper. Thank you.
Way to go.
Have a great day,
y'all.
Thank you.
Great call.
Thanks, Kathy.
Great job, Lori, too.
Thank you. Love you, Abby. Love y'all.
But yeah, Lori, too. Bringing the fire.
Have a great day, Mama, everybody.
It's you, Booker. It's you, Booker.
What up, Elvis?
Hey, Booker.
Elvis.
Have a great day, Thirsty.
I was to chase what I couldn't hold. Counting every gap, every dead, every cold. Woke up racing before my feet hit the floor. Always behind, always needing more. I thought the hustle was the only way through. Grind till you drop and then start again. Ooh, but something was missing I couldn't quite name. I had all the effort and nothing to claim. And quiet as morning, soft as the light. The truth started rising and it changed my whole life. It wasn't out there, it was never that far. It was gratitude first that opens the door. That's divine position. Not luck, not chance, not a lucky break. Something bigger moving things into place. I stayed grateful, kept my heart alive. And the right thing showed up at the right time. Every door, every person, every sign was already coming. I just had to align. That's divine positioning. That's divine positioning. So I started each morning with thankful eyes. Three things, five things, watching the list rise. Not waiting for perfect, not waiting for more. Grateful for exactly what already was. 30 days turned to 60, turned to a year. Something kept shifting, kept getting more clear. Not just doors opening into my life, but people I could reach in the middle of the night. The timing was perfect, the placement was planned. I was being positioned to offer my hand. And what felt like waiting was never a storm. What felt like a dead end was a corridor call. The grateful mind sees what the striving mind missed. That the hard, unclear seasons are already on the list. That's divine positioning. Not luck, not chance, not a lucky break. Something bigger moving things into place. I stayed grateful, kept my heart alive. Showed up at the right time. Every door, every person, every sign was already coming. I just had to align. That's divine positioning. That's divine positioning. Draw close to the source and the source draws close to you. That's not religion, it's the law and it's true. The grateful mind fixes on the best of everything. And the best keeps finding its way back in. Hill said faith is born of gratitude. Waddle said it keeps you tuned to the frequency of everything good. Coming toward you like it always should. But it's not just about you finding your place. It's about who you'll meet face to face. Position for a stranger, a season, a soul. The detour was always
divine positioning. If you're in the middle of waiting right now, if you're wondering when and you're wondering how, if the season is hard and the wires ain't clear, you're not lost in the dark, you're being drawn near, you're being prepared for a person, a place, someone down the road who needs your grace. Stay thankful for exactly where you stand. Something's already moving, already planned. That's not luck, that's not chance, that's not random at all. Stay grateful, stay open, and watch what falls into place. Right on time, right on time. Divine, divine.